discussing the Gemara Daf Lamed Beis based on Machlokas Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Nassim regarding the Pasuk of Lo Sevaro Eish. Highly unusual that the Torah singles out one of the Isurei Shabbos, because the Gemara tells us Shabbos Daf Lamed Tes Lamed Beis that we have a formula, Hach Dahabi B'Mishkan Chashiva, that is an Av, and there's a Gzera Sakosa B'Achas Tehena Shabbos Daf Ayin to tell us that you're chayav for totals as well. And therefore, it's not necessary for the Torah to tell us a specific malacha. There's no pasuk of kosev, there's no pasuk of borer, and therefore somewhat surprising that at times the Torah singles out particular malachas. Tosus is bothered, Shabbos tafei is amar aleph. The Torah more than once underscores the malacha posa. Why indeed is that necessary at all? Tosus points out it's true on the level of av, it's true on the level of tolda. In order to be an av malacha posa, you require a pasuk. In order to be a tolda, Tosus writes, you require Mishkan. That's something which is stunning. Well, after all, Mishkan usually is an Arab. What do you mean? When it comes, for example, to Hachnasa, Hey Michnisu Asakroshim La'agala. No, they went ahead and they took the Kroshim from the Rosh Hasharabi and put it on the wagon. That's Hachnasa. It was found in the Mishkan. So Tosus writes, that's something which is striking. You have a Pasuk for an Av, Mishkan for a tolda. You don't need Sukkim for Av, you don't need Mishkan for Tolda. Tosa says, you know what you see from that? There's something different about Hotzah. Hotzah is not a typical Atikh Malacha, or the Chiddush of the Rish, Shabbos Beizim and Aleph, that Hotzah is considered to be a Malacha Geruah. In some sense, it's considered to be a deficient Malacha, and you require something for that, but you don't require when it comes to other Malachos as well. Not for us now, but a very, very fundamental issue. Does the concept of Malacha Geruah have any meaning Mahalacha? Meaning that all of this is what I would have said. Since there's something different about Hotzah, I wouldn't have said it's Aser if I didn't have a Pasuk. I wouldn't have said a Tolda if not for Mishkan. But guess what? I have the Pasuk. I have Mishkan. So at the end of the whole process, is there anything unique about Hotzah? Or I would have thought it's different. Kamash Malan is not different at all. And that's a fascinating issue, a separate shir, not shir kloli. To what extent is the concept of malacha gerua a real hagdara, halacha l'maisa? Or is it just a wrong havamina, what a person would have thought, and therefore the Torah goes out of its way and says no? Okay? When it comes to our sugya, lo sevaro eish, why does the Torah have to single out lo sevaro eish? So the stunning sheet of Rabbi Yossi, if it singles it out, that's an indicator it is not considered to be a typical malacha. Not a typical malach at all. What do you mean? So Rabbi Yossi is stunning. Avar the lav yotzas. It's only in Isolav. If a person will go ahead and ignite on Shabbos, he violates the lav daraisa, but you know what? There's no kares, there's no skila, there's no chatas, by virtue of the fact that it is something which is explicit. And therefore, seemingly, it's part of a broader category. We discussed this on the previous half of Sisuri Shabbos that are not Yisuri Malacha. For example, what we discussed, Mechamer. Or maybe Shvisas Avadim, or Shvisas Behemta, or maybe Tchumim, or Shvisas Kalim, according to Beis Shammai. There's a whole host of Yisuri Shabbos that are not Yisuri Malacha. We saw Machlokas Tosos and Rashba regarding Vesei Deshavasam. That's something which is very heavy. So perhaps part of that list of Yisuri Shabbos that are not Yisuri Malacha, I would add those Sevar Oish, according to Rabbi Yossi. And Rav Nosson disagrees and says that certainly is not true. Havar is considered to be bechlal hamalachos. Why does it go ahead and underscore lo sevaro eish? Well, lamed ala klal kuli yotza. What is true of Havara, it's not exceptional. What is true of Havara is true of each and every malacha. And what exactly derived from that? That's a parallel sugi. The sugi of Shabbos Adav Ayin, the sugi of chiluk malachos. Chiluk malachos. You know, I would have said that there is one umbrella yisr. You know what? That osasach hamalacha. There are many examples of malacha, but you know what? There's one yisur though. The yisur is malacha, with examples of malacha. And if a person were to go ahead and to violate various malachas behelam echad, I would say, you know what? You're chayiv, a single karma. Mashal b'davroma, a person goes and eats many kazeis mechelev, behelam echad. All of a sudden, the Gemara says, that's not true, Shabbos taf ayin, you're chayiv for each and every malacha individually. Wow, that's a stunning chiddush. That's the chiddush of chiluk malachos. We're going to view malacha as being independent. Malacha A is independent of malacha B. How do you know the concept of chiluk malachos? That's not a svar of shuta. The default, the muskarishon, the starting point is that, you know what? I would have said there's a single chiyu. No, we have a gzeiras hakasav of chiluk malachos. What is that gzeiras hakasav? So Shabbos Tafayin, the Gemara has three possibilities. And guess what? Two of the possibilities are Rabbi Nassan, Rabbi Yossi. Oh, the Shita of our Gemara. If you hold Havar is lav yasas, so obviously, lo sevar oesh is not going to be a malo for chiluk malachos when it comes to malachos Shabbos. Lo sevar oesh is telling you that Havari is not a malacha, it's an issur lav. There's no karis, no skil, no chatos. Obviously, it's not going to be a kenet for chiluk malachos. So according to Rabbi Yossi, that would not be the answer. According to Rabbi Nassan, that lo sevar oesh is before hamalachos. Oh, why does it single out? Exactly, mamish l'shitase. That is the source of chiluk malachos, according to Rabbi Nassan. The Torah singles out lo sevar oesh, and you know what? That's true of each and every malacha. Just like you're chayiv independently for lo sevar oesh, you're chayiv independently for each and every chiluk malachos. Wow, so the Gemara immediately asks. And if you all like Rabbi Yossi, we're obviously our sugya. He cannot use the pasuk for chiluk malachos. After all, the pasuk is telling lo sevar oesh, there's no karis, there's no skila, no chatos, it's a lav. How does he know chiluk malachos? Guess what? Not that he disagrees. I'll tell you another makar. When the Torah describes the being a chumash vayikra, times that you're chayiv achatos, the Torah says achas, the Torah says eina, which means sometimes you're chayiv achas, sometimes you're chayiv eina. A person can violate multiple malachos, sometimes be chayiv once, sometimes be chayiv multiple chatos. What is that factor? How would you be magda the shogeg? If it's a shigigash Shabbos, a person was unaware that it's Shabbos, you know what? You're chayiv once. If a person knows that it's Shabbos, that it's a shigas malach, you're chayiv al kol malacha malacha. Oh, heina. That is the source of chiluk malachas. And then, Shmuel says another possibility. Shmuel says that, wait a second, the Torah says, mechaleha mos yumas. Mos yumas seems to indicate multiple chiyuvim. Obviously, it's not referring to a chiyuv misa, that you're killed more than once, but tneil, minyan chatos. You can be chayiv multiple karbonos. Oh, a person does a single act, you know what, it's a violation of several malachos. You're chayiv akol malacho umalacha. So three possibilities in terms of the source of chiluk malachos. So when you look at the sugya, there's a huge machlokas, Rabbas Rabbi Yossi, and that is whether indeed there's karis chiluk chatos when it comes to sevar oesh. That's huge. There is no machlokas when it comes to chiluk malachos. There's a dispute in terms of what the source, mashmos dorshini kabinayu. What exactly is the makar? Okay. But it doesn't sound like necessarily there is a machlokas. All right? All of a sudden now, huge. You see other sugyas, and your mamish mean, ashirin b'makamachem. Now, you go through one sugya after another, you will see there's so much at stake with this machlokas, Rabbi Nassar, Rabbi Yossi. Much, much more than meets the eye of our sugya, that the machlok is simply just a question of what is the punish for lo sevaru eish. So we started to discuss the sugya beitz of Chafez Labez of Gilmam and Aleph. There the Gemara quotes the comment of Rabbi Yehuda that tells us the following. Mahu la'ashin. You know what? Rashi writes the following. You want to take the besamim and you want to burn the besamim, and by burning the besamim, it's going to infuse an odor into peiros. It's going to infuse a fragrance into the peiros. Wow. So that's the question of the Gemara, that Mao Lashin, can I go ahead and burn, right, this incense in order to go ahead and to infuse a flavor, an aroma into the peiros? So the Gemara says the following. It says that, you know what, that Al-Gabi Gachel Esasr, to go ahead and to take the samim and place it on a coal, that's asr. But if you do it al gabi cheres, if you just have a shard of pottery that is hot, and you place the besamim on top of that, and that will emit an odor, in such a case mutter. Al gabi cheres mutter. Al gabi cheres mutter. Why is it mutter? Why is that mutter? Oh. So Rashi says the following. That's the very end of Chabez Mabez. Rashi is the top of Chabgim Amud Aleph. Rashi Dermas Mutter writes the following. You know why it's mutter? But what are the difficulties? What are the difficulties? Well, maybe one possibility could be kibui. Maybe one possibility is havara, l'sevar oesh. Rashi says, look, if you're putting it on cheres, that's not kibui. That's not kibui. You go ahead and you take besamim and you put on hot cheres. There's no active, you're not extinguishing. So Rashi says it's mutter because kibui leka. Yeah, but aren't you igniting like the Besamim? Oh, so Rashi writes the following. V'havara nami, and havara. Oh, Rashi says, al yedei shinui. That's not a normal way of igniting. You put something on burning hot cheres, and the heat affects the object that's on the cheres. That's not typical havara. That is something which is al yedei shinui. That is considered to be kilvachaya. And veleki isur daraisa. And that's why that's not considered to be a violation of lo sevar wesh. Oh, so you go and you take the samim, you put it on piping hot cheres. In such a case, there's no act of kibui, and this is havara, which is kilacharya. Whoa. Why not just simply argue this is lo sevar wesh, but it's for the purpose of meleches ol hanefesh? After all, you're infusing an incredible aroma into peros. The Gemara is assuming, no, that's not. Part of the requirements of meleches ol hanefesh is something has to be shavu l'chol nefesh. It has to be something that is universal. Let's say there are a few people that do something. No, depending on taking a shower. That's shavu l'chol nefesh. Everybody showers. That type of chitzas skala guf tosus. That's not called shavu l'chol nefesh. Now, fascinating diunim. Patosus mafurish, rechitzas kol haguf. That is not something which is shavu l'chol nefesh. Just like mugmar, just like the samim is not considered to be that which is. Maybe there's certain people that, you know, they enjoy the aroma of, but that's not typical, and therefore it doesn't qualify as l'chol nefesh. Rashi says, but in this case you don't need it to qualify as l'chol nefesh. Why? Because there is no kibui. And the havara which is done is like deshinus klachayad, and therefore it's not going to be a violation of lo sevar wesh. Oh, that's what Rashi says. And that's where Tosus jumps. Tosus says, wait a second. We're talking about lo sevar wesh, and we're talking about yantiv. Who says there is an isser of lo sevar wesh on yantiv? Wow, that's the Tosus. That's the context of the Tosus. Rashi's assuming, of course, there's an isser, and if there's any heter, you have to notch it down. Yeah, that's not the normal way of igniting something, no? You're not sitting in a flame, you're putting on a hot spirit. Okay, so that's kshinui, that's klachariyad. Tosus raises the following issue. Maybe one could say something much, much more basic, and that is, there is no isser lo sevar wesh. Is that right? Oh, so that's where Tosus gets involved in this deal. Is there an isser lo sevar wesh on yantiv? Because the Tosus says, b'chom ha'shvasechem b'yom ha'shabas. Shabbos. So, ma'o ta'luki ner shabbatala. What happens if you're really igniting something? And it's not done for a purpose of olcha nefesh or mitoch. It's a ner shabbat Allah. Who says that that's aser on yantiv? Who says there is such an iser? And Tosus quotes Yerushalmi, pretty stunning. No, that's amalokis. That's a corollary to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nassan. If you hold the sevar wesh is a malacha, you know what? I have news for you. Malacha is aser on yantiv. But. If it is not a malacha, it's among the secondary Yisurei Shabbos. Who says that those things are usher when it comes to yantiv? So if this is not an issur malacha, the pasuk says, on Shabbos be careful, lo sevar leish, and b'yom ha-shabbos, maybe it's only Shabbos, maybe it's not. So Tosus writes the following great chiddush, that if you hold havara as lav yatzas, mutter, and that's why it's mutter, not because it's a shinui klachayad. If you hold it's really b'chalal ha-malacha, okay, maybe then you have to discuss the possibility of klachayat. That's something which is stunning. That's a huge nafkamina. The nafkamina isn't just simply how chamur is the onesh on Shabbos, but the nafkamina is whether there is an isser of those sevar wesh anyantiv. Oh, and that was one of the days in Tosos. Sochim heim adeis, the shita of the riva. Wow. Because the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Akiva, who argues, Ach b'yom harishon, clearly Yom Rishon maintains not Pesach, but rather Erev Pesach, because you're not allowed to burn chametz on Pesach. So therefore the pasuk says, burn your chametz, it must be not Erev Pesach. Wow. So the Gemara says, you see stunning chidushim, just from that argument alone. Number one, you see that ein b'yom chametz ala v'seifa. Because if you can get rid of your chametz otherwise, why is there a conflict between tashvisu and malacha? Just the flushing. No? Bizor l'ruach. No? Flushing at b'chor zan osa. Zor l'ruach. Is that so obviously osa? Zora L'Ruach. Zora L'Ruach. Isn't there a malacha that's called Zora? No? Zora L'Ruach. Yeah, there's a malacha of Zora. No? There's a malacha of Zora. Maybe it's us. It's something stunning. You know what? Machlok is Bavin Yerushalmi. What is the definition of Zora? What is the definition of Zora? No? The Bavli doesn't say so much, but you know what the Bavli says in Shabbos HaMayim Aveis? The Bavli's Bavli. When you look at the Lamed Tes Malachos, you have three Malachos that are very similar. The Meres Akasha, Hainu Zora, Hainu Bora, Hainu Marake. No? You know what you see? What we always assume, that that's a very great Kiddush, that Zora is a form of separation. Zora is separating all thought from Solis. Wow, wow. Zoreh is separating Olchem Solis on Yedei HaRuach. And Borer is not on Yedei HaRuach. Borer can be Biyad, Borer can be Bekli. But Zoreh is, so that's the Kasha, there's so much assumed in that Kasha. Hainu Zoreh, Hainu Borer. You know what? Yerushalmi never asked such a Kasha. Yerushalmi never asked such a Kasha. Because Yerushalmi for Exile and Shabbos, Hoshav Shad assumes that Zoreh has nothing to do with Boreh. You know what Yerushalmi writes? Something unbelievable. A person spits on Shabbos. Spits on Shabbos. Rakak. He spits. V'hifrichasu haruach. And you know what? The wind scatters his phlegm. You know what Yerushalmi says? Yerchayim Yishum Zoreh. Yerchayim Yishum Zoreh. That sounds unbelievable, no? What do you mean, Chaim Yishum Zoreh? What did I do exactly? You know what the answer is? Ready for this chiddush? You'll jump. You know what you did? You scattered. You scattered. And the Rishami's definition of Zoreh is scattering. Scattering. Borer. What does Zoreh have to do with Borer? Borer is separating Olchem Solas. And Zoreh is scattering a single min? No, Olchem, no Solas. Scattering, scattering, scattering. Avi Kaviger writes in the Tshuva, it's not, it's like Avi Kaviger, no? He was walking on Shabbos and someone took a bucket of water and threw it off their balcony. You know, he just violated Zoreh, according to Yerushalmi. And then Avi Kaviger, the late PD, and we pass him like Yerushalmi. You know, like, you know, yeah, Yerushalmi says Zoreh is scattering, scattering. Oh, scattering, that's it, that's the Malacha. That's incredible. The Balamora quotes that. You know what, you want to get rid of your Chametz on Pesach, if you're going to be Zoreh, that's a problem with Svaroesh. So Zoreh L'Ruach, Yerushalmi, you're not allowed to be Zoreh L'Ruach. You're not allowed to scatter. You know what? Who says that that is mutter? Not your aerosol cans on Shabbat. Who says that's mutter? No, Yerushalmi, maybe that's scattering. No, Yerushalmi says that Zoreh is considered to be Aser. Rabbi Kaviger discusses. Is one chayim sure that Yerushalmi? That's something which is stunning. Oh, so the Gemara says the fact that Rabbi Akiva says you're not allowed to burn chametz, and you can't fulfill tashbisu on yantiv. You know what it tells you? Burning chametz is not ayidei zorah. Burning chametz is ayidei sreifa. Okay? And you're not allowed to do it. Either is a mitzvah. Whoa, the Gemara says, psach me'abeis. Apparently a tzorach mitzvah is not enough. In other words, Rabbi Akiva denies mitzvah. We learned Beis Yud Beis, that's a Shita Beis Shammai. No. Rabbi Akiva denies Mitov. Rabbi Akiva denies Mitov. That's also something which is stunning. So the fact that you're doing for the Tzorach Mitzvah, that's not enough. Wow. And then the Gemara says this punchline, and you see a third halacha that Rabbi Akiva agrees with Rabbi Nassim. He agrees with Rabbi Nassim. Our Gemara, Havar is Lachalika. So Tosa immediately jumps. How do you agree with Rabbi Nassim? I understand the first two. I got that. No, but how do you see that he holds Havar is Lachalikat says? So Tosa says two terrors. One terrors just says very technical. You're right. I could have formulated the argument of Rabbi Akiva having nothing at all to do with Yevamos Davar. But listen carefully to the words of Rabbi Akiva. The words of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, you're not allowed to burn chametz on Pesach. Why not? You ready for his words? Because matzinu havara shehi amalacha. That's a quote. Matzinu havara shehi amalacha. If Rabbi Akiva just would have said, matzinu havara shehi asura, we wouldn't know. It's asur according to Rabbi Nosson. It's asur according to Rabbi Yossi. But he didn't say shehi asur. He should say av malacha. If you're calling it an av malacha, that's yifamas davar. That's Rabbi Nosson. Oh, so that's the simple terence of Tosfos. The diuk of the Gemara is not from the din of Rabbi Akiva. It's from the lashon of Rabbi Akiva. He could have expressed the same halacha differently. We wouldn't have known. But listen to what he says. Matsinu havar shiva malacha. Okay. And then Tosfos quotes the Riva, where they write, no, it's not just based on his wording, the halacha. Because, Tosfos states it avcham gimel. If you all like Rabbi Yossi, there's no isser of lo savaru eishan yantiv. So it's not just he called it this instead of calling him that. You'd be allowed the chatchila to go ahead and to burn your chametz on Pesach, because after all, there's no isser of lo savaru eish. Wow. So that's huge. That's like the Tosfos Chaf Gimel, that what's at stake in the machlokes between Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Yossi is exactly this point. Not just how chomer is it on Shabbos, but whether the Isser is knowing on Yantiv. That's huge. Wow. And that is what the Shagasari points out, is not Muchach. That's the Shagasari Simon Ayin Aleph. And that's the Menchasina of Reish Tariches. I mentioned at the very end of the show yesterday that, you know what? Maybe not. In what sense? Because it's true, there's certain Yishrei Shabbos, and one could raise a fundamental issue. To what extent do they apply in Yantiv? But that discussion is not relevant when it comes to Lo Savaru Eish. Why? Aren't they all in the same category? They are all Yisurei Shabbos, where there's no Karis Kidin Chatas. You know what the answer is? Yes, but there's a world of difference. They're coming from different worlds. They're coming from different perspectives. No? They're coming from different perspectives entirely. Right? This guy doesn't wear tzitzis on Shabbos because he's chayish for otzah, a brisker the balamor. And this guy doesn't wear tzitzis on Shabbos because he doesn't wear tzitzis on Thursday. No, so guess you have two people that are not wearing tzitzis on Shabbos. No, but their life experience is pretty different. No, they're coming from really different realities. No, mechamer and avara, their life experience is very different. If you ask mechamer, are you a malacha? He's going to say, absolutely not. I am not a malacha. You're going to ask Cholim, are you a malacha? I am not a malacha. Why are you aser? Why am I aser? Because there's a pasuk that says it's aser. What is the chiddush of the pasuk? That it's aser. You tell Havara, are you a malacha? Of course I'm a malacha. No? Hafta hari mishkan chashiva. I am a malacha. I'm one of the one that test malachos. Why in the world aren't you chayiv kares? You know what the answer is? Because the Torah goes out of its way, according to Rabbi Yossi, and says, lo savaru eish. It notches down. What is the chiddush akra? Is the pasuk notching up or is the pasuk notching down? No, that's huge. The Musko Rishon Shagasari writes as Havaris Bichlal Hamalacha, despite the fact that it's only Nisulav. As opposed to arguing you're absolutely not a malacha, the reason that you're usher is because of the love, not despite. Because. That's huge. So therefore Shagasari assumes when it comes to all other dinim, Havar is going to be b'chlal ha-malachos. So if I tell you, maybe there's no isur mechamer in Yantav, I'll say, okay, maybe there's no isur lo savaru eish. Lo savaru eish is one of the lametes ha-malachos. And therefore, of course, it applies on Yantav, despite the fact that the isur indeed is notched down. But I would tell you, enochinami, that's not the sheet of the Riva, and that's not that one day in Tosus, in Beis and Afkav Gimel. They argue that that's not true. There is no Isra Yantav because it is like Mechamer. It is not Bichlal Hamalachos. And then one could raise the same issue the next day. We discussed the Sugya and the above. Not only is Malach on Shabbos Yantav Alav, it's also an essay. And what exactly is the Hagdara of the essay of Shabbos and Yantav? To what does the essay apply? We saw Tosus Mefurish, that the essay applies to Mechamer. That was Tosus discussion. No? The essay applies to Mechamer. Well, okay. And the Rashba writes here, Davav, that certainly is not true. There is no essay when it comes to Mechamer. The essay only applies to Malacha. The essay only applies to Malacha. So I ask you a fundamental issue. Is there an essay when it comes to Lo sevar lei, shall leave it to Rabbi Yossi. Wow, that's a pretty heavy issue. A heavy issue. It's a lav, but is it just a lav? Or is it also a lav and an essay? Is lav an essay? You know what an afkamina could be? Whether it's just a lav or whether it's a lav and an essay? Oh, I'll tell you the following. Let's say a person wants to go ahead and burn chametz on Pesach. You're going to tell me that's an issur lo sevar leish, but burning chametz is an essay of tashvisu. Can I apply the principle of essay to chalos essay? Well, if you hold havar is just a lav, I would apply essay to chalos essay. If you're telling me it's a lav and an essay, I can't apply because ain't essay to chalos essay. Essay. Rabbi Yochanan is mufurish sachim dafeim beis that that's an afkamina between Rabbi Nasa and Rabbi Yossi. That according to Rabbi Nasa, there's no possibility for the mitzvah tashvisa to be dochel lo sevar leish because it's a lav and an essay. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's only a lav. It's only a lav. Wow. And therefore, I'll say essay dochel lo sevar leish. And Rabbi Nachmanah writes that's the teretz of the Kasha Tosus. How does the Gemara prove that Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Nasa? That was stunning. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, we're going to apply the principle of essay dochel lo sevar leish. And we should allow the mitzvah tashvisa to be dochel lav lo sevar leish. What about the essay? No, the answer is, according to Biosi, there's no essay. Wow, that's a further nafkamina. Does it apply in yantif? Maybe yes, maybe no. Next nafkamina. Even if it applies on yantif, is it just a lav or is it also a lav and an essay? That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. And guess what? That's against the Minchas Chinuch, that very same Minchas Chinuch, where you study this. Where the Minchas Chinuch writes that, what do you mean? What do you mean? Lo sevar leish is not like mechamer. Mechamer is not a malacha. So the Rashba writes, there's no essay. Lo sevar leish is v'chlal ha-malacha. There certainly is, not only a lav, there certainly is an essay as well. I, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi notches down despite. Wow. So that's another nafkamina between Rabbi Nasa and Rabbi Yossi. If that wasn't enough. Whoa. Oh, now I'll tell you the problem. You ready for this lundus? Woo. Is chiluk malachos enough to mean between Rashi and Rabbi Yossi? You know what the answer is? No. Everybody agrees to chiluk malachos. You would be making a grave mistake if you were to assume chiluk malachos is only according to Rabbi Nasan, because Havar is lachalik yatzas, but not according to Rabbi Yossi. No, the Gemara says Rabbi Yossi agrees, he just has a different makar. Heina. Then everybody agrees. So now I'm going to tell you something that's huge. There are three makaros for chiluk malachos. Good, Shabbos Abayim. Good. Rabbi Nasan, Havar Lachalik Yatzas. Ooh, Rabbi Yossi, Heina, Shmuel, Mechala Mosimas. Now I'm going to ask you what I think is an incredible question. I think this is so basic. There must be huge nafkaminas, which there are. Well, I'll tell you the following. Okay, I would have thought that if you're Mechala Shabbos, Be'lam Echad, of several malachos, you only chayav once. The answer is you're wrong. Chiluk malachos. Rechayiv akol malacha umalacha. Rechayiv akol malacha umalacha. Chiluk malachos. Okay, good. How do you know? Three makoros. Fine. I'll ask you the following. How do you understand the concept of chiluk malachos? How does that work? What do you mean, how does that work? You do malachim, malachadid, malach, you're chayiv twice. But how does it work? How does it work exactly? What do you mean? How does it work? So, did you ever learn, right, Perek Gimel Akrisos? No? Mishnah, it's like, did you ever learn Perek Gimel Akrisos? No? So, the answer is, of course. And the answer is, there are different hagdaros for Chiluk Hatos. Oh. The Mishnah is telling you the following. You know what? I'll give you different models for cases where you're chayiv more than one Hatos. More than one kachas. So let's start our tour now with Gimel Beis. Krisus, Per Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Very, very simply. That's so obvious. You know what the Mishnah says? Achal, Chelib, Dam, Nosar, Pigul. You know? A guy is Chelib, a guy is Dam. You know, I told him he shouldn't go to that affair. He went to the smorgasbord and he ate Chelib and Dam and Nosar and Pigul. I mean, guess what? For everything, a separate one for everything. I'll say, can't I just bring one chatas for everything? So, you know, of course not. How can you bring chatas for everything? You violated independent Yisurim. You violated Nisr Chela, Nisr Dam, Nisr Nosa, Nisr Gimel. You're Chayav al Kol Echad Eichad. What would you call that? What would you call that? I would call that independent Yisurim. You know, there's a term for that. No, that's called Shemos. Shemos Mechlot. Shemos, a different Shemos. A different Shemos. A person eats Dam and a person is Machal Shabbos. You think one Chatzis is good enough? Those are independent Yisurim. And every such Yisur generates its own Kiyum Karban. That's called Shemos Mechlotim. Okay, so that I would say is pretty clear. Now, that's Gimel Beis. Gimel Beis. Let's jump to Gimel Zayin. Gimel Zayin. Oh, there the Mishnah discusses the following, that you know what? Mar mentions a case, and usually, Haba al Chamesh Nasham Nidos. A person violates Yisuribiya with different women. What's the Tzad HaShavah Shaben? Each one, there's an Yisur Nida. Each one, there's an Yisur Nida. You know what? Chayav o Kalachas Ve'achas. That's not like Mishnah Beis. That's not like Chelev Dam No Serpigo. That's Nida, 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 Nida. No? Why isn't one Chatas enough for that? It was shocking. Why isn't one Chatas enough for that? That's a different Hagdara. That's a different, you know what that's called? Gufin Mukhokin. Gufin Mukhokin. A, B, C, D is a different manifestation of the same Isser. The same Isser. Chelev, Dam, Noser, Pigo are independent Yisurim. You're not dealing with independent Yisurim. But it is not always the case that repetition of the same Isser would only be Chayev once. If there is some Dover HaMechalek, Gufin Mukhokin. Gufin Mukhokin. Oh, so guess what? You're going to be chayev. Al kol echad v'yechad. If you look a little bit further, Mishnah Tes, Rabbi Yeshua has the following chiddush. Tanchuyim uchlokim. Tanchuyim uchlokim. Wow. You know what? Let's say you go to that smorgasbord, and that's, you go to the chaylev station, no? And they have roasted chaylev, and boiled chaylev, right? And baked chaylev. You know what? Rabbi Yeshua says, even that's enough. A different tamchui, a different preparation. Even that's enough to separate A from B, A from B. Those are chidushim. It's not a different shemisah. It's not really a different goof in the literal sense. But tamchui mukhlaki. Tamchui mukhlaki. So, that's a chidush. That's a chidush. You're chayav al kol echad v'echad. So you know what you see? You see if the Shnayis increases, that one can be chayiv multiple chatos for various reasons. Sometimes is the most blatant shemus mukhlakim. Sometimes it's gufin mukhlakim, gufin mukhlakim, tanchui mukhlakim. And now I'm going to ask you a huge question. What would you say about Melech HaShemes? I would have said that, look, Losasa Chamalacha, there's one answer. We have Psukim, that you're Chayav al Kol Echad V'Echad. Okay, good. What's the Hagdara? What's the Hagdara? Shemus Mechlokin, Gufin Mechlokin. Is it really appropriate to argue that Borir and Kosev are different shemos, is it? Like chelev and dam? Chelev and dam? Or would I argue, no. That's like Mishnah Zayin, that's like Mishnah Tez. It's a different manifestation of the same shemos, like nida, like chelev. Wow. That I would say is pretty heavy. That I would say is like a pretty heavy deal. What is the relationship on Shabbos between Melach A and Melach B? Are they worlds apart or are they not worlds apart? Now I think that's very, very heavy. Very, very heavy. So I'm going to tell you the following. You're going to raise this like ethereal chakira, and I'm going to try to ground you. And I'm going to say, come on. Just take a look in Gemara. No? Shabbos, Ayin, Beis, and Beis. Hopefully you saw that Marma comments. No? Shabbos, Ayin, Beis, and Beis. The Gemara has the following statement. You know what? Chiddush. The Gemara says that Chomer Shabbos Nishar Mitzvahs. Shabbos has a certain uniqueness. above and beyond other Yisurim. Because on Shabbos, you're chayav al kol achas yachas. You're chayav for every malacha. Well, shame came when it comes to other cases. So the Gemara is bothering you. Ready for this? Hey, Chidami, what do you mean Shabbos is unusual? Shabbos is unusual. You're chayav for multiple chatos. That would not be true in other areas of malachas. You ready for this? You'll be blown away. No? The Gemara says, wait a second. Ilei mata avik ktsira or tchina. The Gemara says, what's the case? If you're talking about a person who violates this Sur of Kotze, and he violates this Sur of Tochen, in other words, he violated two malachos, that's unique when it comes to Shabbos. That's a chiddush. The Gemara says, Kavasa, Gabi Shamitzos. The same thing is true b'chala tarakula. You ready for this? Achal. Well, when you saw this, did you jump? You didn't see it. Achal, chelev v'dam. If a person eats chelev and eats dam, hachatarti mechayim? Hachatarti mechayim. Why is it unique when it comes to Shabbos? You mean it's a chiddush when it comes to Shabbos? If you do kotz or tochen your chayiv twice, there's nothing unusual about that. Achal chelev v'dam, hachatarti mechayim, hachatarti mechayim. Whoa, whoa. So you know what you're going to tell me? The Gemara is explicit. You know what? That's my analogy. Kotzer is to tochen, as chelev is to dam. No? Furish. In other words, chelev and dam are mamish, two separate yisurim entirely. No? Shemos mechlakim. Why you chayev a carbon for chelev? Why you chayev a carbon for dam? Why not just bring one carbon? You're going to tell me one carbon? That's exactly Gimel Beis and Krisos. So, Mefurish in Gemara, that the relationship of Malach Hei to Malach Habi is a different universe. Now, Chelev and Dam, Mefurish, Hachatar to Mechayim, Hachatar to Mechayim. So, you know what? You're learning Masechah Shabbos, and you read Rashi, you know what? Rashi says something, and you know what? Sometimes it just goes above you. You know, sometimes you realize there's a Chiddush, but I'm not exactly sure what the Chiddush is. No, but you realize there's something like unusual, and sometimes maybe you really know, you know what? When the Gemara makes that comment, that what do you mean that Tochen and Kotzer is analogous to Chelev and Dam? You ready, Rashi writes? Shehein Shnei Gufin. That's what Rashi writes. Shehein Shnei Gufin. Rashi dramatizes Chelev and Dam. Shehein Shnei Gufin. Whoa. That's stunning. That's really stunning. No? In other words, the Gemara makes an analogy. A is like B. Kotzer and Tochen is like Chelev and Dam. I would have said that means they're different Shemos Isser. Rashi is correcting that. No? Rashi is telling you, you know what? Don't understand the Mashal that way. Don't really understand the Mashal that way. Because Pashav Shad, according to Rashi, Kotzer and Tochen are not Shemos Mukhlakim. They're not Shemos Mukhlakim. They are different examples of the very same Isser, like Nida, like Chelev. So when the Gemara says that A is like B, two malachos are like Chelev and Dam, it just simply means that you're chayav twice. Because they're different violations, but not that it's a different shame. So Rashi, like, tempers, no? Klomar, Dahainu. When the Gemara says that you compare two malachos to Chelev and Dam, don't interpret that to mean, you know, a mashal is a mashal. You know, a mashal does not have to be fully exact in order to convey the Musar Haskel. The Musar Haskel is hachatarti mechayev, hachatarti mechayev. But you know what? There is a difference, because after all, kotzer and tochen are shnei gufin. So Rashi is mefurish. Dumi de tchina uksira shehein shnei gufin. That's it. Wow. I would say, according to Rashi Shita, Malach A and Malach B are so closely related, but you know what? Chiluk Malachos. Gufin Mukhlakim. And therefore, you're chayav when it was. Who says the opposite? Take this Gemara very seriously. When the Gemara tells you this mashal, it really means that, you know what? They are different. They're different. Oh, so that's the Tosafot. The Tosafot Shabbos Kuf Lamed Ches. So that you have to see. That I want you to commit to memory, that Tosafot. because every word that Tosas heard is precious. The Tosas heard writes the following. No, you know what? The cave and davar lechalik yatsas. Oh, we know that they're chiluk malachos. So you ready for this? Ki ilu ksiv lav akol malacha umalachadani. It's as though there's a separate pasuk, a separate lav for each and every one of the malachos. That's the chiddush of chiluk malachos. Ki ilu ksiv lav akol malacha umalacha. And you ready for the next words in the Tosas read? Vahavile kemo lavim dechele v'dam. Where do you get that from? Shabbos Ayin Beis. No? That's the mashal. That should be taken very literally. Shehin chalukin zeh mizeh. Chelev and dam are just different manifestations. Chelev and dam are different yisurim. And therefore the Tosas Rid writes an incredible chiddush that tochein and kotzer are different yisurim. You ready for the next line, Tosas Rid? Pretty incredible. Vitzarech lahasas, unbelievable. Vitzarech lahasas, chelev mishum chelev, and dam mishum dam. A person is about to eat chelev. How do you give him hasra? Chelev. A person is about to drink dam. Dam. Kachal kol malacha. That's why the Torah demands a specific hasra. Chiluk malachos tells you, ki ilu ksiv lav akol malacha malacha. It's as though there's a separate iser for each and every one of Malacha Shabbos. It's as though there are 39 Yisurei Shabbos. Each one is an island unto itself. And that's why, a specific hasra is necessary. That's why you need a hasra before Echis. That's pretty unbelievable. That's why you require a specific hasra. Wow, that's something which is stunning. That's why you need a specific hasra. You know, I would ask you a following question. Is that true? You need a specific hasra? You know what? So you know what you're going to tell me? Of course it's true, because when I was young, right, we learned Bava Kama, and we got to Beis HaMelech, no? And that's what Tosa says. You know what? We're conditioned by what we learned, you know? We were very young, we learned, and that's Masechta you learn at a younger age, no? And Abbeis, and Tosa says, you have to give a specific hasra. But let me, like, blow you away. How do you know that that's true? Take a look at the Rambam, Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Yud-Beis, Halacha Beis. The Rambam writes, Kate said Masrim. How do you give Hasra? You know what the Rambam writes? You ready for this? You know? Omrim lo, you say to the guy, Prosh, separate yourself from that. Or you say to the guy, Al Taset, don't you dare do that. That's Hasra, Prosh, Al Taset. Oh, the Rambam has one more requirement. You know, I tell a guy not to do this because he thinks that's the policy of the yeshiva. No, it's not just the policy of yeshiva, it's a chivskila. No, like you have to tell the guy, you know, this is a matter of policy. No, this is real. No, this is real. No? So, yeah, you know, you have to say that also, no? So you have to say prosher al taaseh because this is an Isser Torah and your chayiv, amisas bezdin, or your chayiv malchus. You have to tell the guy, don't you dare, and this is a chiyu malchus, this is a chiyu misa. Guess what? That's it. The Rambam denies the whole thing. The Rambam has such a broad hasra, prosh al taaseh. Apostle Shaf, the source of the Rambam is Yerushalmi, Sanhedrin, Hey Aleph. Where the Yerushalmi just has a very broad hasra. Ra'u, Mechal Shabbos. Rachman al-Assad, you see a person who's Mechal Shabbos, you say, Havi Yodea Shu Shabbos. Be aware that it's Shabbos. And Yerushalmi, Ba Torah Amram, Mechalam, Osiyumas. The Torah says, Yerchai Misa. You don't have to be specific at all. you know what? The Tosus is unbelievable. Oh, that's the Tosus
that Hasrach has to be
incredibly specific. Incredibly specific. You have to mention the Av Malacha. And that's pretty complicated now. A guy's doing something. Oh, is that Zohar? Is that Borer? Is that Meraki? No? Guess what? That's the Gemara. Shabbos, Kufa Meches. Mishamer. A person who is engaged in Mishamer, separating this part from that part, is that technically Borer or is that technically Komeraki? No? Oh, because that's critical. That's critical. You have to know that for absolute hasra. That's something which is really stunning. Wow. There aren't that many sukkahs that tell you granularly what is hasra. You know, there's a Rashi and Shu'a, Sandaf Chav. Awesome, Amish, like a Bikiyas. The Mechassina pretty points out this Rashi. Mechassina, in Shabbos, in the Salamid days. The Gemara has a lengthy deal. Which pasuk refers to which Isser Shu'a? There are a lot of Isseri Shu'a. Person can make a shvua shav, a person can make a shvua sheker. You can have a shvua which is lahaba, you can have a shvua which is l'sha'avar. No? One shvua can say, I will not. One shvua can say, I did not. No? That's a real difference, no? I did not, you know, is it true or is it false? I will not, on its face, it's not true or false. It's a shvua lahaba. Tomorrow, I will not eat. That's so. Guess what? You learn to say Yeshua, Schafa Beis. The Gemara has different psukim for different shores. To the Shanos in Gemara. Kiyasa Rav Dinar Miyokhanan, Kiyasa Rav Dinar Miyokhanan. Incredible, the Rambam paskins against the whole Gemara. No? Unusual. Right? But it's like fascinating. It's fascinating. You know what? The Gemara says, is this this? Is this that? Is it this? Is it that? You know? The pasuk lo si shov b'shvim lo shaker. What is that talking about? Shul l'shavar. I ate yesterday. Is it kind of a shul l'hava? When I go ahead and make a shua, I'm going to eat tomorrow. When I don't eat tomorrow, it turns out my shua is a shua sheker. And I violate this. Or do I say no? In real time, it has to be a shua sheker. That's pretty heavy, no? So you ready for this? Sarashi writes no. L'may nafkamina. You're not allowed to do any of these things, no? But is it this pasuk? Is it that pasuk? Rashi says, Vahamas Rabo, Sarek Lahasro Shu Over Bazara, for example, Osi Shomish Vilo Shaker. The Nafkamina is Hazara, is Hasra, no? That's really important. A person is making a Shua that he did not eat yesterday. You know what? You're going to tell a person, whoa, you're going to get Malkas Daraisa if that's not true. You better say the right pasuk. You better say, so what's the right pasuk for Shua Sheker l'shavar? Well, what's the right pasuk? Is that Shav? Is that Sheker? That's pretty heavy, no? That's the Rashi. Ba'masra bo, sorach la'asra bo, k'shover ba'asara, whatever. Lo sorach in the Sheker. Yes, that's not found in Shas, no? That's the Chiddush of Rashi. That it sounds from Rashi that Hasra has to be very granular, and you have to cite the right pasuk. You have to cite the right pasuk. Wow. So there's something pretty incredible. The Tosus writes that on Shabbos means you have to mention the malacha. Hasra has to be specific. What does specific mean when it comes to Shabbos? Specific on Shabbos means you have to mention the malacha. Wow. How do you know that? Chiluk malachos. Chiluk malachos. Chiluk malachos is kiluk silav akom malachom malacha. Good? Now I'm going to tell you something that's going to blow you away. No? I want to sound like, you know, like, okay. But I think all these are chidushim, no? Like, you know. How did the Tosus Rid begin his whole speech, no? Like, it's unbelievable, his speech, no? No? So Tosus Rid begins. Kevan de havar lechalek yatzos ki iluk sivav akom la. What do you mean, Kevan Devar Lachalikazus? I would have started differently. I would have said, Kevan Dematsinu Chiluk Malachos. Lachalikazus. The Gemara has three Makaros for Chiluk Malachos. Three Makaros for Chiluk Malachos. So you know what's Mufurish in Tosus read? That this whole maracha that he's telling you, kiluk silav of komalacha malacha, you ready? Is only aliba de Rabbi Nasa. It's only Rabbi Yossi would not necessarily agree to this. This is all according to Rabbi Nasa. Since we hold that hora lachalik katzas, then kiluk silav of komalacha malacha, bahami kama chivadam, betzorach lahasaros. And you know why I'll tell you that's so meduyik? Because if I'm going to ask you, that each and every one of Malachi Shabbos, a separate shame or a variation? Is it shameless Machlokim or is it Gufa Machlokim? So you know what I would tell you? Well, what's the source of Chiluk Malachos? What's the source of Chiluk Malachos? Oh, you know what I would tell you? I think this is Poshim Shabbat. If you hold like Rabbi Nasa, the source is Harel Lachal Yotzes. You know what that tells you? It doesn't just tell you Chiluk Malachos. It tells you shameless Machlokim. You know what it means? The Torah is a separate lab of those Savaro Eish. Lamed HaKal Kul Yatsa. It's as though there's a separate lab, a separate pasuk, separate iser for each and every one of the Lamed HaSalachos. You know what that's called? Shemus Machlokin. Shemus Machlokin. Obviously, Rabbi Yossi can't use that pasuk for Chiluk Malachos. Rabbi Yossi, that pasuk is on Havar's Lam Yatsas. So how does he know? How do you sell Chiluk Malachos? Oh, you know what the answer is? Because when you look in the parsha of a Korban Chatas, not even Shabbos, you look in the parsha of Korban Chatas, the pasuk says Achas, the pasuk says Heina. The pasuk says, sometimes you're Chayiv once, sometimes you're Chayiv many. Is there any indication from that drasha, many, 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 of Shemus Mokokim? What do you mean? You know Christos now, no? You can be chayiv many chataos because of gufim uchlakim, nida, chelev, tanchuyim uchlakim. The fact that the pasuk says you can be chayiv more than once, there's no giveaway. There's nothing that tells you shemus uchlakim. In other words, the position that this malacha and that malacha are shemus uchlakim, you know what I'm going to tell you? That's only true. Leave it to Rabbi Nasa. That's exactly the Chiddush of Tosfos read. I'm telling you that Malacha A and Malacha B are worlds apart. You know what the answer is? That's because we paskel like Rabbi Nasa. Kev and Arela Chalak Yotzas. Then, oh, Kiluk Sava, Pamalacha Malacha. And incredible. And that would require a separate Hasra. But if you hold it's Gufin Mukhakim, separate Hasra. Need the A, need the B, separate Hasra. In the sense that a different shame is there. A different shame is there. That's pretty incredible. Wow. You know what? I would go out on a limb and say the following. You ready for that? This may take more than 5 minutes, but Kotzer Tochein. Different shemos isser. I got that. You know what? On Shabbos, they're not only avos. They're also tovos, no? They're also tovos. That itself is a chiddush, no? That itself is a gzeiras hakasa. That same daf, Shabbos daf ayin. Mei heina, hayotzin min ha'avos. Gzeiras hakasa, that they're tovos. You're chai for avos, you're chai for tovos. Let's say a person does two tovos of the same av. Let's say a person does two tovos. Tovos of different avos. Tovos the same. You know what? You're chai separately for tovos. They chayv separately for tovos. So I'm going to tell you, I'll throw out a chiddush, and I'll have to see if this is right, this is not right, no. I'll throw out the following chiddush. that even this magnificent, magnificent Tosfos Reb that writes the relationship of A and B is Shemos Mechlakim. You know what I will tell you? That's true when it comes to Avos. Let's see Rechayim separately for Tolvos. Separately for Tolvos. You know what I will tell you? Then even the Tosfos Reb is going to be Moda on the level of Tolvos. That's Shemos Mechlakim. You know, I know the Lamites Malachos. I ask you, look, factor in all the Toldos. Okay, factor in all the Toldos. Okay, I'm up to 180, you know, 180 Toldos. No? There are 180 Yisuri Shabbos. Akadekach. You know what I'd say? I would say, you know what? When it comes to Malacha, maybe every Malacha is an island in and of itself. But a Tolda A or a Tolda B, that's Gufin Mechlakim. That's a Shemus Mechlakim. Wow. You know, about Kamadav Beis, let's say you do an Av and it's Tolda. Av and Itztol. So according to the Chamidu, an Av and Itztol, the Yerchai wants, well, what was the Chiddush of Rabbi Eliezer? Yerchai was told of Makom Av, you do an Av and Itztol, Yerchai twice. So you plant a seed, that's a, you water the plant, let's say that's a right. You plant the seed and you water the seed. According to the Chamidu, you know what Yerchai wants, Avos is Yerchai twice. The Gemara's Bava and Bava Kama, no? Like, what are the differences between Avos and Toldos? According to Rabbi Eliezer, what's the difference in Avos and Toldos? According to Chami, I'm going to say your chayv once. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, you don't have to say your chayv twice. The chayv of Toldos and Bavakam Av, am I Kari, the Av, am I Kari, the Toldos? What's the difference? What's the difference? Take a look at that Tosfos, what kind of Bezim and Alev. Take a look at the Hemshech now. The Tosfos in Sanhedrin and Daf Samach Gimel, the Tosfos in Matos Daf Yechez, the Ramban and Sefer Mitzvos and Shoresh. There's a world at stake in this issue. What is the relationship between Malachi and Malach Abi? We'll have to talk about the Sukkah of Lav Shebechlovos. The Ramban devotes half a Shoresh in Sefer Mitzvos. Lav Shebechlovos. The whole second half of Shoresh Tes is all devoted to the concept of Lav Shebechlovos. And Ramban writes, this is the Yisod of Lav Shebechlovos. Are there different examples of the sameness, or are there different Yisurim, different Yisurim? This is just like a Hakdama. No, I'll have to pick up. So, we're off to on Thursday. That's right, we'll do this on Thursday. Thank you.